Welcome to another Friday football forecast as we look ahead to the big games this weekend for Ohio State and the Cleveland Browns. The Buckeyes on Saturday, well, it's not a big game, but it is a game, a 12 o'clock start at home against Florida A&M, their final non-conference game before they start Big Ten play. And then on Sunday, the Brownies on the road after an 0-2 start. They go to Minnesota this week to take on Adrian Peterson and the Vikings. Let's start with the Buckeyes as they welcome the Rattlers from Florida A&M, better known as FAMU throughout the country. They have an outstanding marching band that, well, they were suspended for, I think it was 2 years because of a hazing incident, tragic hazing incident. They're back, and that's what they are known for mostly, and that's not good if you're a Florida A&M football player as you try and take on the Ohio State this weekend if your school is known for your band, thus the 57-point spread in this game. What will the Buckeyes try and do? They'll try and iron out some kinks to get ready for Big Ten play. They'll work on some things offensively, defensively, special teams that they feel they need improvement on. And of course, defense would be the biggest thing that jumps out there as they gave up over 500 yards and 34 points in the win last week to Cal. So defensively, they're going to try and get better up front. That front seven, six of the seven starters from last year replaced. They're still getting their feet wet, getting some experience. Ryan Shazier leading the way. He was the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week this past week. He's been solid, but even he can improve more as he missed five of the team's 16 missed tackles last week in that win over Cal 52-34. So even though he was named the Player of the Week on defense in the Big Ten, there's room for improvement for him and everybody else on defense, including Bradley Roby, who was beat numerous times last week, missed tackles, and you want those young guys to get experience in the secondary and up front. Joey Bosa, a name to remember with those guys up front trying to get the job done, put pressure on the quarterback. That's an area that the Buckeyes need to improve on. Sacks, tackles for losses, creating turnovers on defense. On offense, the big question will be Braxton Miller. Will he play or will he sit for the second week in a row with that MCL sprain of his left knee? Miller, from what I've been told, is okay dropping straight back and throwing the football, dropping back to hand the football off, but his lateral movement is what has been affected the most by this MCL sprain. So it's up to Urban Meyer to determine, will this really benefit Braxton Miller playing in this week's game, or would it be wise to give him another week's rest? Because you really don't lose a whole heck of a lot, as was shown last week when Kenny Guyton steps in at quarterback. All the senior did in his first ever start at the Ohio State was throw four touchdown passes and was electrifying, and he's one of the captains on this team, and he's the most valuable backup quarterback in the entire country. So if Urban Meyer decides to sit Braxton Miller and not play him, the Buckeyes in this game, just like last week, will not miss a beat with Kenny Guyton at quarterback. The Buckeyes will also get back Carlos Hyde this week as he was suspended for the first three games of the season. They will try and work him in along with Jordan Hall and Rod Smith and Ezekiel Elliott and Dontre Wilson. Try and get Carlos Hyde some carries to get him some, hits, if you will, from the defense to prepare him for next week against Wisconsin and the following week against Northwestern. So really, this one shouldn't be in question at all. The Buckeyes might even cover the 50. I know it sounds crazy, but they might even cover the 57-point spread that they've been given over FAMU. And so look for the Buckeyes to put up big numbers offensively, hopefully improve defensively, and then get ready for Big Ten play next week at home against Wisconsin, the following week at Northwestern. Both are nationally televised games with 8 o'clock kickoffs. Let's take a look at the Cleveland Browns now, and you know what? How crazy of a week has this been for the Cleveland Browns? The front office, the players, the fans, the locker room right now, players have to still be buzzing and talking and wondering and worrying what's going to happen next after the shocking trade of Trent Richardson to the Indianapolis Colts for a 2014 first-round pick. And not only did the Browns make that move, but also your third-string quarterback, Brian Hoyer, leapfrogged your second-string quarterback, Jason Campbell, to start for the injured Brandon Whedon. And oh, by the way, Rob Chudzinski came out and said Whedon isn't guaranteed his starting spot when he's ready to return, whenever that is. total chaos. You've got to believe total chaos in that locker room with the players. And I'm curious to see how those players respond this week on the road at Minnesota. How much of a hangover effect this is going to have on them? How concerned are they about the way that they're playing? Because they could be next before the NFL trading deadline comes and goes. There's nobody that's safe on this team unless you were drafted by Joe Banner and Mike Lombardi. If you were traded for by Mike Lombardi and Joe Banner, or maybe if you were signed as a free agent by Dr. No and Mr. Freeze, maybe you're safe. But other than that, if you're Joe Hayden, if you're Alex Mack, whose contract's up at the end of the year, if you're Joe Thomas, everybody has to be wondering if their job is safe or if they're going to be part of a trade in the next movement by that front office as they throw in the towel for this year, flush this season down the toilet, and look towards 2014 and beyond. As I said earlier in the week here on KennyRota.com on one of my podcasts, I don't totally agree with the move made of trading Trent Richardson, because you lost your first two games with Trent Richardson. You'll probably lose a lot more without Trent Richardson. You weren't going anywhere anyways this year as far as the playoffs, but you were hoping to see improvement. But the front office looked at it this way: the best way for us to improve is to acquire as many picks as we can for the 2014 draft to try and target a franchise quarterback, the Teddy Bridgewaters, the Marcus Mariotas, maybe the Johnny Manziels, if you consider him a franchise quarterback, because in football, the most important position is what? It's quarterback. And maybe in all of sports, it's the most important position. So that's what they decided to do for this season. Basically, tank for Teddy is one of the slogans going around as the Browns are looking to get a top-flight quarterback in next year's draft. And Trent Richardson paid the price for that as he was traded to the Colts. So how will this affect the team as they play on the road? You would like to think, hey, they're professionals, they're all getting paid, this shouldn't affect them, but they're human beings too, and it is going to affect them. Greg Little gets benched, and rightly so. He gets benched because he's dropping balls and he can't obey the Ohio speed limit or the Ohio driving laws. So he's a problem on the field and off the field. You get Josh Gordon back this week, but you got to wonder what his teammates are thinking about that. Are they happy to have him back because he's a playmaker, or are they pissed off at him because he missed the first two games because he was selfish in doing what he did off the field to get suspended for two games? So right now, this team, this organization looks to be in total chaos as far as actual game-ready type situations, playing the game on Sunday. And when you look at the offense, one touchdown, 16 points in eight quarters, this is an offense that is really, really struggling. And now you have your third-string quarterback in there. You benched one of your starting wide receivers, and you traded the best offensive player you had, your number one running back, the third overall pick in the 2012 draft. This cannot, in my opinion, end well for the Browns this Sunday in Minnesota. The Vikings are 0-2, just like the Browns, but even though their quarterback situation isn't much better than Cleveland's, they're a more stable organization right now, and they have a marquee player in Adrian Peterson. I don't think it'll be a pretty game because I think both offenses are struggling a bit, but I think when it's all said and done because of the chaos going on the road, third-string quarterback, no Trent Richardson. He's replaced with Willis McGahee, who they picked up off the scrap heap this week, signed him to a contract. I look for Minnesota to beat the Browns 24-13. There's your Friday football forecast, looking at the Ohio State Buckeyes and the Cleveland Browns for this week.